211. Hey, I'm not sure if you're the dispatcher I was speaking to about 2594 with the evaluated chair.
You were not, but I did hear about that. What's going on?
No, copy. He was all ready to go in the chair, and, you know, I kindly told him that we couldn't take it, and I asked him if he was able to walk, you know, with his cane like he normally does. And he's not able to do so. He's sort of short on ability to verbalize, because he can only say yeah, no, and golly, you know. He was a little bit upset because of the fact that I told him I can't transport him, and he okayed the cancel it door and everything. But how is he supposed to get this evaluated? I mean, if he can't take the chair to get it evaluated, he needs to make an appointment, right?
Yeah, that's correct. If I remember correctly, I think he has a PCA that usually will call in for him now. If he makes an appointment through eligibility, then they should book a ride, and then any eligibility rides, I would assume if that's his only method of transportation, they would allow him to bring that to the actual office, you know, even if that means riding in it. That's just my guess. Just looking really quick to see if anything... Yeah, it looks like the wheelchair does need to be evaluated as of the 12th. So, yeah, if you just let them know to book a ride through eligibility, if you encounter that.
Copy. I just want to make sure I was telling him correctly. I did tell him that and everything. I just didn't want to misspeak. That's why I wanted to clarify with you before moving on. So, also, I was wondering, do I have to take my break now because I just had lunch? Is there any opening later on?
Yeah, one second. We're about to time out.